I spoke on Friday about some of the issues associated with a woman who needs to go to mikveh on Friday night, and I want to continue that discussion today. One of the interesting things is that nowadays, for reasons that are very obvious, many women find it difficult to go to mikveh on Friday night. Certainly, if there are family members, young children, or guests coming for dinner or going out for dinner or something like that, then it's much harder to disappear on a Friday night and go to the mikveh in a discreet way. Whereas during the week, there can be many reasons why a woman's out of the house at a certain time in the evening. But on Friday night, families are usually at home together, so it can be a little bit awkward. Also, there can be other practical reasons why a woman won't want to go to the mikveh on Friday night. If she doesn't live within easy walking distance, then it becomes difficult to make the arrangements to go. And also, there's just sort of the hurry of getting the preparations and the chafifa done before Shabbat comes in, particularly perhaps on a winter Friday, when the rush of getting ready for Shabbat in any case is increased. And then also to have to take care of preparations for mikveh can be quite difficult. But it seems that in actual fact, in the times of the Rishonim, many women often preferred to go to the mikveh on Friday night rather than during the week. It seems from a tshuva of the Trumat HaDeshem that oftentimes women were supposed to go to the mikveh during the week, and because they were busy in the evenings, it seems they were often the shopkeepers, and they would keep the shop open through the early evening. And therefore, during the week, it wasn't convenient for them to shut the shop and go to mikveh. But Friday night, they were home anyhow, so then it was convenient for them to go to mikveh. And the Trumat HaDeshen addresses the question as to whether or not it's permissible for them to do so, primarily because this would encourage them to delay tevilah. And there's a notion of tevilah bizmanah mitzvah, there's a mitzvah for a woman to immerse in the mikveh at the earliest possible opportunity. And therefore, if we allow women just to push it off till Friday night, that's going to encourage them not to immerse at the earliest possible opportunity. And there are also the considerations that we discussed on Friday, question of immersing in the warm water, and the question of not doing the chafifa immediately before going to the mikveh, etc., etc. So this is the question, whether or not a woman who could have gone to mikveh during the week but has pushed it off, whether she can immerse on Friday night. The Rama in Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin in Yoreh Deah Se'if Bet says that in a place where the minhag is that women don't go on a Friday night if they've pushed off their immersion, then obviously they shouldn't go. But in a place where there's no particular minhag, then it's permitted for them to immerse on a Friday night, even if they've had could have gone to the mikveh during the week. And that's the way the Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin, even though the Bach and the Taz differ and they disagree. Rav Neuwirth in Sefer Ohel Sara, Perek Gimel Siman Zayin, he says that if there was a good reason why a woman delayed going to the mikveh and didn't go during the week, then she can go on Friday night. But if she didn't go during the week and there was no real reason why she shouldn't have gone during the week, but she just, Thursday night, she said, "Oh, you know what, can't be bothered to go this evening, I'll go tomorrow night." So in that case, we would say that it's not correct for her to immerse on Friday night. Ad kan.